From a sudden conversion to an unexpected lottery win, today's story takes us on a remarkable journey with a doctor chosen by God to assist Padre Pio in building a hospital. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Cesca. In his book, Cesca shares a remarkable story filled with unlikely events. And I mean unlikely, like winning the lottery. Listen to this. In a rural part of northern Italy lived a country doctor named Guglielmo Sanguinetti. Dr. Sanguinetti was known for his strong temperament, and he disliked the church because of some unfortunate experience with the clergy. He was a tough man, one of those people who refused to bow down to anyone. However, despite his tough attitude, he was loved among his patients. He was dedicated to their well-being and had a good sense of humor. He also loved his wife, Emilia, for whom he would do anything in the world. When it came time for their wedding anniversary, Dr. Sanguinetti asked his wife what she would like for her present this year. To his shock, she answered, a trip to visit Padre Pio. But since he despised the church so much, he first said no to the idea. But then, being the loving husband he was, he apologized for his initial rejection of her wish and agreed to take Emilia to San Giovanni Rotondo. So, on the day of their wedding anniversary, they both found themselves in Padre Pio's presence, and Dr. Sanguinetti, a man set in his ways, looked into Padre Pio's eyes and saw something he had never seen before in his life. All resistance seemed to fade away, and this tough man decided to go to confession after so many years. After his confession and communion, he understood that his life would never be the same again. But he did not imagine just to what extent. You see, Padre Pio shared with Dr. Sanguinetti that he intended to build a hospital there in San Giovanni Rotondo, a hospital that would treat the sick in this poor and forgotten region. And then Padre Pio said something unimaginable. He said, "You, doctor, are the man who will come here to build it." Dr. Sanguinetti looked at him bewildered and said, "But I'm a doctor, a country doctor. You need an architect or an engineer." To which Padre Pio replied, "Not at all. It is you who will build it. You will see." "But Padre," continued the doctor, "even if I had the qualifications, I still couldn't do it because the only money I have is what I earn from my work." Padre Pio simply replied, "That will be provided." Just a few months later, the doctor received a large sum of money with a national lottery ticket. Can you imagine that? He soon remembered Padre Pio's words and knew exactly what he must do. He first bought a farm and rented it to generate income. Then he bought a house in San Giovanni Rotondo and began organizing the construction of the hospital, just as Padre Pio had foretold. The doctor, as he was called, showed unwavering loyalty and dedication to Padre Pio, never rejecting any task. Even when times were hard, Padre Pio knew he could count on him completely. It was Dr. Sanguinetti who laid the editorial and administrative foundations of the hospital's newsletter and the promotional leaflets printed to help raise funds. He was also responsible for planting the forest behind the hospital. Where once stood dust and rock, now lay a beautiful green forest. Dr. Sanguinetti died on September 6, 1954. leaving behind a lasting legacy. The House of the Relief of Suffering stands as a testament to his dedication. Truly a hospital built by Providence, as Padre Pio himself had foreseen. End of story. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit are regular masses celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.